Well, good morning. Welcome back. I know. Yeah, it's good to have you up this early. If I've got to be awake, so do you. Bills to extend jobless benefits are sailing through the House and Senate in Salem. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb talked to local lawmakers about why they are voting for the bills but aren't excited about it.
You know, I'm really concerned. Too many people in our district are out of work or don't have employment that they need to support their families.
Gene Wisnett of Sun River says he couldn't leave struggling families out in the cold, but he is concerned that the extension means businesses will be burdened with the cost of jobless benefits. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend also voted for the extension, adding that overall reform is needed.
We want to revise the unemployment system. We want to improve it. We know we have employers who are having trouble getting employees because people don't want to go off unemployment. So, you know, there's some abuses, and we will try to address those.
The extension is expected to help about 50,000 people in Oregon. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Thanks, Lori. An Oregon congressman defends President Obama's decision to use military force in Libya. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch has this report.
Critics have charged Obama should have had congressional approval to start the bombing.
As long as he's not committing American troops, he's working with NATO in a very limited, no-fly zone type thing. I'm okay with that.
Oregon Congressman Kurt Schrader says he would oppose any move to send an American troops on the ground, but says removing Muammar Gaddafi from power is a worthwhile goal.
People of Libya have spoken, and they're very clearly wanting to get rid of a man that's been a tyrant and frankly insane for the last 40 years.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden spoke in Bend yesterday on his latest tax reform package. It says it has the potential to create 2 million new red, white, and blue jobs every year. He said he wants to remove the tax incentives for American companies to go overseas. Right now, companies say they are doing that because the U.S. corporate tax is one of the highest in the world. Wyden is hoping more of his colleagues understand the urgency for change.
Write-offs for small business and a chance to get American manufacturing going again. That produces more of us who come together so that our voices prevail against those scores and scores of lobbyists. I think we're reaching that point.
In his latest tax reform proposal, Wyden said he hopes to make it more difficult for future Congresses to unravel any tax reform that does occur. He said the goal would be to increase the procedural hoops so that the American people could clearly see any effort to push big tax loopholes for special interest groups. Police are still searching for a 58-year-old Lapine man missing since Saturday afternoon. Dean Marsh left his Lapine home mid-afternoon and hasn't been seen since. His son Dan says the family can't make sense of his disappearance.
He wakes up every morning smiling, and we have no reason to believe any sort of personal problems have led him to leave or even hide out for a couple days. Very uncharacteristic-like.
Marsh did lose his job at a Lapine funeral home a couple of weeks ago, but his son insists his father's mental outlook was good. He was last seen driving his black 2000 Dodge Dakota with Oregon plates XRE834. Hundreds of people came through the doors during the first day of Bend's new Eastside Library yesterday. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on opening day.
This new Eastside branch will give people another option to check out materials. Caroline Lahmer is the supervisor of the Eastside branch.
We're seeing library cards that haven't been used in 15 years or more. We saw a card that's probably a collector's item today, so it's been really exciting to be able to serve that older population that didn't have quite as good of access as they did before.
The new Eastside branch is located on Highway 20 near the Forum Shopping Center. It will be open Tuesday through Saturday. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A lot of trucks are going to be on the road south of Bend both today and yesterday as part of the biggest public works project in Central Oregon right now. Peter Murphy with ODOT said they're paving the bridge on the Lava Butte project. The entire project should be done by the end of summer. That is a look at your news. I'm Donna James. Depend on us. News Talk 1110 KBND.